20 with Please, Please, Please.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 20, Pretoria and Polokwane 21. Action SA says the slight decrease in the murder rate from 73 to 69 cases per day offers little comfort as violence against women and children persists. With 966 women and 314 children murdered in the first quarter of the 2024-25 financial year, the figures remained deeply troubling. Action SA's Darlene James calls for the reinstatement of specialized units.
These figures translate to 11 women and 3 children being murdered every day, despite the slight improvement from the previous quarter's figures, where 253 children were killed. The daily reality of these tragedies continues to be a national shame.
The SABC will televise the rugby match between the Springboks and the All Blacks tonight. The two giants will go head-to-head at the historic Ellis Park Stadium in Johannesburg. Last night, SABC announced the match would be broadcast on SABC2, their sports channel, and their online platform. Sports Minister Gate McKenzie thanked SuperSport.
This once-off gesture by SuperSport to South Africans is in line with their ongoing commitment. You know, we are immensely pleased that all South Africans will be able to have the opportunity to witness this historic occasion.
Eskom has delivered 156 consecutive days without any load shedding since March 2024. The utility maintained a steady electricity supply throughout the winter since the 1st of April. Eskom's outlook for the summer of 2024 to 2025 suggests a load shedding free season due to structural improvements. Spokesperson Daphne McQuinna reported an average electricity availability factor of 67% over the past week, with key stations performing above 70%.
The best performing stations, Kusile, Kendal, Matimba, Midupi, Matla, sustaining an EAF above 70%. The three power stations that have achieved an EAF above 60% in the past week sustained this improvement due to the continued benefits of accelerating and executing planned maintenance.
A joint operation by American and Iraqi forces killed 15 members of the Islamic State group in western Iraq. U.S. Central Command says 7 U.S. troops were injured during the operation. CENTCOM says IS members were armed with numerous weapons, grenades and explosive suicide belts. More at jackarandfm.com. Click on news. And Formula One team Mercedes announced that they have signed 18-year-old rookie Kimi Antonelli as a replacement for Lewis Hamilton. He is heading to Ferrari next year. I'm Emil Pinaar, hoofd van die stuur. Action SA sê meer moet gedoen word om gewelddadige misdaad te bekamp.
Jacaranda FM plays more. Number 20.
Good judgment, I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I feel that way. I promise them that you're different and everyone makes mistakes, but just don't. I heard that you're an actor, so act like a stand-up guy. Whatever devil's inside you, don't let them out tonight. I tell them it's just your culture and everyone rolls their eyes, yeah, I